Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020, and not a lot really going on here today. I mean, there is a couple big stories that I do want to talk about here on the show, but I got a feeling this may be a little bit of a shorter episode than normal. But let's get a quick little plug run here in the beginning. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter, at Mark Turk. That's M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. You can always email the show, theenthuselife@gmail.com. I love getting emails from you guys, so please shoot me an email. I can bring some topics here on the show. Would love to hear from you. And of course, if you want to help support the show, you can find a link to the Patreon down below. Join our amazing Patreon-only Discord. And of course, get access, early access, to the monthly patron show and even have a chance to be on that show as well. Well, let's talk about what is probably the biggest gaming story of the day. And that is, of course, I'm not going to say disappointments, but you know, here you go back 24 hours to when you listen to the show. And on the last episode, I was talking about Marvel's Avengers and how excited I was, and I just couldn't wait to jump into the beta this upcoming weekend, and oh my god, this game is going to be incredible. None of that has really changed. The game is still going to be what I think a fantastic game, looks awesome, but it is now going to be marred once again by console exclusivity, and we received word, if you haven't heard the word yet, that Spider-Man is going to be a PlayStation exclusive character coming out in 2021. Let that sink in for a minute. So if you buy Marvel Avengers, you will not be able to play as Spider-Man unless you are playing on a PlayStation platform, meaning PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5. Now, this is something going back to the days of Guardian Radio, back with Destiny. That was really the reason why I bought a PS4. I was always an Xbox gamer. Up until the kind of this new console generation, the only reason I bought a PlayStation 4 was because, hey, hosting a Destiny podcast, and there was going to be exclusive content for that game on the PlayStation, I just had to go with the PS4. I mean, it just made me go over. Now, in the end, I look back at it, I think that was a wise decision early on in the console span, I guess, or lifetime of both of those consoles, and it made me really become more of a Sony player that past generation, and I'm glad I bought it. I mean, in the end, I bought both consoles. I usually do anyways, but I spent the majority of my time playing on the PlayStation last generation. But going into this one, I mean, I've talked about it openly here on the show many times. I've actually just been on the fence of even kind of jumping in early until there truly are exclusives that I need for one of those consoles. Now, in the end, PS5 was probably the console I was going to end up going with in the first place. But for this game, I was really tempted to play on the PC just because, hey, you know, I'd be able to kind of run it right out of the gate better. I like playing on my PC a lot more now. And I was going to kind of see how it ran during the open beta. If it ran good and I liked that kind of version of the game, that was where I was going to end up. Of course, I'm going to still pre-order on the PS5 to kind of get in this upcoming weekend. I had already talked about that as well. But now knowing Spider-Man's going to be on the PlayStation, it kind of forces my hand and makes me have to play it there. Because, I mean, how could I possibly, you guys know me, how could I possibly have the ability to play as Spider-Man and not be able to play as Spider-Man on that version of the game? And, you know, I mean, we talked about, we know Hawkeye is coming out, and, you know, he's going to be the first DLC character, and they've told us that these characters are going to have their own little story. So the idea that this Spider-Man is going to have his own small little baked-in story, there's story bits you're going to miss out on, plus whole content of the game you're going to miss out on, because part of this game is getting these characters and leveling them up and getting gear and all that for them. I don't know. It just seems like we've kind of moved on beyond this console exclusivity. I mean, we know why they're doing it, obviously, just for the reason I just stated, was it's going to force many people's hand to force them to get the game on that platform. Now, that's not to say some people may just get it for the PS4, maybe never even upgrade to the PS5. Of course, it is a perk that then you get it for the PS5 if you do that. But I don't know. Like, it just seems like we've gotten to this point where the gaming industry is kind of seems somewhat unified. When you have companies like Microsoft and Nintendo doing things where, like, you know, very early on, they allowed crossplay with Minecraft. They did that, obviously, with Fortnite. You have games like Epic just saying, hey, just play our game, play it on all these platforms. So Microsoft and Nintendo jumping in early on, allowing that to happen with the PC. I mean, even like games like Rocket League, all these things coming out there, just being very, very gamer-centric, consumer-friendly. And yet, Sony has done what seems to be the opposite at every turn, trying to be that stalwart company, not being consumer gamer friendly. And I mean, here's another story we even received yesterday. This is another story here on the show I want to talk about today. We learned about the PlayStation 5 controller, the PS5 DualShock, or DualSense, I'm sorry, is what they're calling it. And here's a statement they said. We believe that PS5 games should take advantage of the new capabilities and features we're bringing to the platform, including the features of the DualSense wireless controller. Now, what that means is that they're basically making you use the DualSense 5 on the PlayStation 5. Now, take a step back from that. Nothing new in that from any other console generation before. Every console generation we've ever had required you to use the new controllers on the new platform. So we've never had a system that's allowed us to do that, to my knowledge, that I can think of, unless, you know, back in the day, you could hook up a Pong controller to another Pong system. But, you know, you bought a Super Nintendo, your NES controller didn't work. You bought a 64, your Super Nintendo controller didn't work. I mean, it goes across the game. And I mean, I guess technically the only thing we've ever had kind of like that, you could say, I guess the Move controllers, right, worked with the PS3, they work with the PS4, which, by the way, they went on to say that, I guess, licensed wheels, arcade sticks, flight sticks will work with the PS5, and that the existing Move motion controllers and the PlayStation VR Aim controller will also work. There is some adapter, I guess, they're going to give people for the camera as well. So you will be able to use some of that, because, of course, they want you to use your VR. They don't want you to have to buy a new VR, but you're going to have to buy a new controller. You know, I don't know, and it was kind of funny yesterday because Microsoft tweeted out that, hey, all our controllers are going to work, and they listed, like, the, you know, Xbox Elite controller, the Xbox Elite 2, the, you know, regular Xbox One, any third-party Xbox One controllers. Like, they went through this list kind of just, like, poking fun at that fact that, you know, hey, Microsoft is just being as gamer and consumer-friendly as they can possibly be. And saying, hey, you got 5 controllers that you bought through the years. You know, you got your Gears of War 1, whatever it is that you got for your Xbox One. Yeah, they'll work on your Series X. I mean, that mindset, I think, even though it's so new and fresh, I think has just seemed so obvious as a gamer that it's like, I think that's where we should just be now. And so Sony coming out and saying, nope, that's not how it is. We're doing things the old way. And, you know, the idea, and I keep throwing it back to a game like Miles Morales. Now, I had Derek on the show, Derek Smith from Game Insider, last week, and he tried to urge me and convince me that Miles is still coming out on the PS4, which I, after that Sony event, was really believing that. I mean, I thought that was going to be the case. But the more they open their mouth and they talk about that game, I can't help but think that they really are going back to saying, nope, you got to buy the new console, and that's the way it's going to be. You want to use those old controllers? Nope. Now, you can use, and this is where it gets even weird, is you can use the PS4 controllers for PlayStation 4 games. And the way they even phrase it is, it's like, you can use it for, games of they kind of mentioned it's like games that they have on a list. So they haven't put that list out of what those supported games will be. But it's like, if you have a game that doesn't use the DualSense and all the crazy rumbling, I mean, I guarantee you, in a PlayStation 5 game, you're going to be able to go in and shut off that DualSense rumbling and kind of that feeling, because some people aren't going to like that. I mean, you can go in most games now, or probably every game, and shut off the rumble feature. Why couldn't you just say, if you use a PS4 controller on a PlayStation 5 game, you just shut off that DualSense? So it's like, if they allow you to do that, then that right there is just a complete admission that those controllers will work, and that they're just forcing people to buy new controllers. I don't know. And again, you know, I know it's a new trend, and I know there's nothing new here. Yes, you got a new console. Yes, you need the new controllers. But I think it's just because it just seems like the gaming industry over the last year and a half, 2 years has really come almost like to the point where, you know, we've all kind of dreamed about of having, more of a gamer-centric mentality. And maybe that's, you know, I always talk about here on the show how, you know, all younger gamers just are going to want their games for free. Nobody's going to pay for video games anymore. And, you know, this is just, maybe it's an extension of that. And some of that has kind of bled into me where it's like, what do you mean I can't use my controllers? Like, I want to be able to use my controllers. But that's just, I don't know, it's weird. Now, Sony also did announce that this Thursday there is going to be another State of Play. They're going to be talking about more third-party games. They did say there's going to be no announcements on hardware or anything like that. So I guess that pretty much means we're not getting the date, not getting the price. But there will be some third-party talk there. What games, we don't know yet. I think there's even going to be some PlayStation VR mentioned there. That could be very well where they're going to kind of go through saying, hey, how your old PSVR is going to work. That may be, you know, something to kind of get into. Because I think that message does need to get out there, especially this news now. You know, people need to know, wait a minute, if my controller doesn't work, is my VR going to work? Yes, it is going to work. Just we need it to, you know, I think that kind of needs to be put out there for people to know that. On the Microsoft side, they did actually rebrand the Xbox Game Pass logo to just saying Game Pass, which I thought was kind of interesting. So there's just now this Game Pass logo out there, ditching the Xbox name, just kind of having the Xbox logo, you know, kind of the circle with the X. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, immediately people started thinking, oh, that means it's coming to the Switch and all that. And no, calm down. I mean, that was kind of the pipe dream everybody had for a while. Phil Spencer has come out recently and said, nope, we're not putting it out on the Switch. You know, we're keeping it to our platforms as well as to the PC, but that doesn't mean that's not going to change. And I think, you know, when you think about Game Pass as a name, it fits, right? Like Netflix or Hulu, you know, like that's what they want. They want to kind of ditch that Xbox branding, because the minute you put Xbox on there, people think they need to have an Xbox to play it. And of course, that's not the case. And I think that's what they're trying to do. Same reason why a lot of people always speculate that the Nintendo Wii U failed was because it had Wii in there, that people looked at that and just thought, it's just another Wii. Like, it's not new. I already have a Wii. Why do I need that? Terrible name, you know, for a console, the Wii U. Like, why would you name it that? You just cause complete and utter confusion to the masses out there. Sure, the gaming community is going to know what that means. But when you had, you know, grandmas and moms and all these people buying Wiis and never bought Wiis before, hell, I don't know if I ever told the story. I think I did, but my mom literally followed the UPS guy in our local mall from store to store to store, knowing that he probably had a Wii on there for her to buy from her and my dad. I already had a Wii. I was living in North Carolina. My parents came to visit, played Wii bowling one night. My mom is like, we need one of those. They were sold out everywhere. I mean, this is early on in the Wii's life cycle. You know, this is probably 4 or 5 months after it launched. Couldn't find them anywhere. They were so scarce. My mom talked to somebody at GameStop. They said, yep, tomorrow we're going to get it. So my mom basically staked out at our local mall, found the UPS guy like going into the mall, and followed him from store to store until he got to the GameStop. And there was my mom waiting as the person checked in the boxes, opened the boxes, and there was the Wii. There's no way my mom, just on her own, would have known what the Wii U was. So, you know, this idea that it's a terrible name, yeah. So I think the fact that they're just ditching Xbox and making it Game Pass says everything. Because it'd be one thing to say to someone, hey, you got Game Pass? Oh, Halo is on there. What? Halo's on Game Pass? I thought Halo was on Xbox. Well, it is, but if you got a good PC, you could also play it there. You know, I think those are conversations that can start happening, and it's really going to, I think, just help broaden the brand and make the brand of Game Pass a thing. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. Let's switch gears away from video games and talk about one more story here today, and that is about the XFL. If you guys saw word about this, I know, you know, some of you aren't sports fans, but this, of course, is an interesting story, I think. And that is that The Rock, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as well as this other purchasing group that includes a couple other people, I guess Danny Garcia and Redbird Capital Partners, are making a play to purchase the XFL for about $15 million, which to me, honestly, to buy a whole league doesn't really seem like that much. I'm sure the folks involved here in this buying group is nothing. I mean, hell, The Rock could just probably pull that out of his pocket and buy it for $15 million. But he is, again, going in with this group. The XFL did file for bankruptcy back in April. Unfortunately, I mean, the XFL, actually watching it on TV here, early on in the year. It was great. Like the XFL, the games were awesome. Definitely some star players coming out of there. I mean, hell, even the Carolina Panthers took like the star quarterback. He's going to be our backup quarterback this year. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, they just missed like half the season. You know, all the team owners and that were banking on crowds coming in had to lose the money. Now, the cool thing the XFL did was they continued to play or pay the players. So I think that's part of the reason why they went bankrupt. But hey, they did the right thing and paid the players for being a part of the league. It wasn't their fault with the pandemic. So I think the XFL kind of did a good one for the players on that. But they did file for bankruptcy. And so The Rock and this group now has stepped up and they're saying, hey, we'll buy it for this nearly $15 million price tag. I guess it is going to go into the bankruptcy court this Friday. So as of right now, it's not official that this has gone through, but I mean, I think we can all assume it's going to be. The XFL is a brand that goes back years. I mean, back to they've only really had two seasons. That first season was just a mess. If you're someone from the, you know, a kid or whatever in the early 90s, you may remember this. Back in the peak of wrestling, and you know, of course, this is owned by Vince McMahon, and they basically tried to wrestle-ify football. It was something to see. There's a great documentary on ESPN about the XFL. If you can ever watch that, it's one of those E60s that they do. Watch it, because it is crazy when you kind of see what they try to do with that. I don't know. Here's what The Rock had to say. He said, the acquisition of the XFL with my talented partners, Danny Garcia and Jerry Cardinale, is an investment for me that's rooted deeply in two things, my passion for the game and my desire to always take care of the fans. He says, with pride and gratitude for all that I've built with my own two hands, I plan to apply these calluses to the XFL and look forward to creating something special for the players, fans, and everyone involved for the love of football. Now, The Rock, if you remember, he did, of course, play football for the University of Miami. He was a star there, chose not to go to the NFL and follow his family and get into wrestling. I don't know. I mean, as a sports fan, sure. I mean, it's kind of the same, I don't want to say excitement, but the same, like, okay, I'm down for this that I had when the XFL was re-announced to be coming back again. Like, sure, more football for me. Yes, I'm in. I'll be there. Knowing someone like The Rock is behind it and you know, I think the clout that he brings and the fun that he brings to things, I think there's a lot of people out there who may want to play for The Rock, you know, who would want to do that, I think is pretty neat. You know, now, as of right now, I mean, they said it's not like they can literally go in and just flip the switch on and get this thing back to rolling. I'm sure there's going to have to be all new agreements with the teams, with the TV rights and all that stuff. They're going to have to kind of go in and redo all of that again. But you know, hey, they had over, it says, an average of 1.9 million viewers per game that were on TV. They generated over 20 million in revenue. So, hey, worst case scenario, they paid 15 million. If they can go one season and make the 20 million, they're already making money, right? So hopefully just kind of following that path might be something that they can just keep up with. And I'll be there. I'll be definitely interested to see kind of what comes of that. Well, that's going to do it for me, guys, today. Like I said, not a ton really going on here, man. It was kind of an odd day just a couple stories out there, but nothing really jumped out for me other than just the Sony with the Avengers. I don't know. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Again, I know it's business. I know that's how things go, and this is, you know, kind of was the world we lived in. I just thought that we were kind of beyond, especially something like that. I mean, it's just like when we found out Spider-Man wasn't going to be the MCU, right? That's what it feels like. It's literally what it feels like. Like, Spider-Man is gone. We've lost him. Like, we're never going to have him back. Now, real quick on that story again, I don't think we know yet. It says exclusive, you know, the way the Destiny content worked was like a year later it launched. I don't know if that's been revealed yet. Like, I don't think when you read the fine print, I don't think anybody's really found that yet. So who knows? I mean, Spider-Man could eventually come 6 months, a month down the line. But the way it's kind of worded right now, it looks like it's just straight up exclusive. So I don't know. All right, well, that's going to do it for me, guys. Again, email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Love to hear your comments. Love to get some topics for the show. Any question, anything you got, you know, just give me some more content here for the day. Shoot that over. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk. That's MarkTurc. And, of course, if you want to help support the show, you can find that link to our Patreon down in the show notes. Got all the details and everything for you there. Well, everybody, thank you again, as always, for tuning into the show. I appreciate it. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time. We'll